Okay, say a man was trying to eat a piece of meat, but his throat was real sore. He said, I sure like to eat that, but my throat's so sore I just can't stop. What about, you know, these things that some people smoke, some people...
Cigarettes.
And other things that are...
Cigars.
What about, you might say somebody offers to do you a favor, and you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
I don't want to ruin you.
Okay, or maybe I don't want to be, you know, you don't want to feel like you have to do him a favor in return. You might say, I don't want to be,
I don't want to be an embarrassment on you.
What about, let's say, somebody comes to you about sundown and asks you to do some work for them, and you might say, well, now, I got up to work before sun up, and all I'm going to be doing.
Well, I'm tired.
Okay. And what about, let's say if there was just a terrible accident up the road, and there really wasn't any need to call a doctor because the victim was
already dead?
Okay. Let's say you go out in the field and you take a look at the corn, and the corn seems to be just kind of short, you know, this year. And you're kind of puzzled about it because, well, you might say, well, at this time of the year, it
tends to be larger, but they're glassy.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard a little boy talking maybe to another little boy, and he'll say, well, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet.
I bet you hanging, did you?
What about, let's say if you've got something to do that was just hard work, and you had to do it yourself, and a friend of yours was just standing around without helping you, you know, you might turn to him and say what?
Look like you would have to do something.
That's true. What about talking about the possibility of you being able to do something? You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I'll
try.
Tell me about, what is this bird, you know, that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Bird?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bird? Well, I know he's a bird too that comes to the duck, but I know a duck and geese really can see in the dark. And I imagine most other birds can, because I bet I know it can see in the dark when he flies.
What about this bird? That's a sound kind of like... You hear it at night? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Don't talk about them things. We used to smell growing up. When I saw them, we lived over there. But we had a ditch, that ditch thing that we had crossed and put out close. And there's pecan trees over there. We used to go up to the pecan. And Mama said, then no, screen child was going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
So you better stay out more because we got some young ones. So I mean, I'll run and the thing picked me up. So we got over there picking up colors of things, I guess they don't know how to get food, I guess, for the youngins. And when they come back and they see me in that building, they didn't think, you tell my dad on my head whooping me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to whoop them off. And that was screech out, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But a hula, I'm not scared of one.
We're talking about birds. What's that kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Petalula.
What about this animal that if you mess with it, it'll give off a powerful smell?
Skunk.
You ever heard those called anything else?
No, I haven't. Skunk and a mink is kind of awful too.
People ever call skunks polecats?